Thank you for tuning in once again to the Ramley Matters podcast. I am your host, Ishmael Sistrunk, the Executive Director of Communications. And with me today, I have a special guest, a newer member of the Ramley, Ms. Sherita Sanders.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you may recognize that voice. Ms. Sherita is the receptionist at Central Services for Riverview Garden School
That's
District.
Right.
So you're the person who they'll hear if they call the office, if they want to call and say, what a great job we're doing in Riverview Garden School District. You're the first person that they're going to talk to.
It would be me.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with the district first?
Well, I have been with the district. This school year currently is my second year with the district.
Okay.
I came in last school year at Central Middle. I accepted a job as being an instructional assistant and ended up in a science classroom as the main teacher for the entire school year. And it was an absolute wonderful experience. I love the family over at Central Middle.
Good deal. So how was that experience, you know, being in a classroom and being a teacher? You know, we talked about last school year. Mm-hmm. There was a shortage, you know,
yeah,
throughout the district. And so some of those things had to be done where instructional assistants became substitutes.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was challenging, but it was necessary. It was a task and a job that I was ready to do. I came into the district because my previous job, my schedule, did not clash with my son's schooling.
Okay.
And I wasn't seeing him as much during pandemic. It was perfect. I did school with him at home in the day. I went to work in the evening.
Okay.
When school started back up, he went to school in the day. I went to work in the evening, so I didn't see him.
Gotcha.
And we had just moved in the district, and I was like, hey, he goes to school in the district. Okay. Maybe I'll apply for a position in the district. Never thought in a million years I would end up in a classroom because what I'm doing now is more so along the type of work I've done in the past. But it was wonderful, and I wouldn't trade the experience and everything that I learned about our district when I was over at Central.
Okay. And so not a far trip for you, as Central Middle is literally right behind Central Services.
Yes.
But interesting to know, or good to learn, that you're a community member. So tell us a little bit about the community, you know, and just your involvement and what made you even approach Riverview. I know you said you wanted to spend more time with your child.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what made you apply at Riverview specifically?
I have a sister who started in the district a year before I did.
Okay.
And she always had very positive things to say about the district. And we hear so much negativity outside of the district from the news media, or Riverview is this and Riverview is that. And she said actually becoming an employee gave her a whole different insight on what we are. You know, we are a really good school district that has the best interest at heart of our students, of our staff. And I just thought that it would be something that I wanted to be a part of.
Good deal. And so tell me a little bit about your transition from the classroom, coming back over to Central Services, you know, answering calls, being the front line, you know, when people are calling into the district. What's your day-to-day like?
My day-to-day, I really believe that I have one of the most important positions in our district because I get to put myself in between our staff and Central Service Administration, our students, Central Service, our parents. You know, before they get to any extension in the district, I get them first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I try my best to represent our district in a way that's loving, to allow them to know that we care, you know, that we're here for you, that we're doing all that we can to make sure that they're satisfied with the work that we're doing in our community. And not only the people that call in, I try to be a support to all of our staff that's here in the building. Right. So I try to gain all the knowledge I can about all the departments, finance, your department, Dr. Patton's office, all of them, so that if there's something that I can do before I actually have to send a call to someone else, if I could fix it right there at the front desk, I do that. So I consider myself to be more than just the receptionist. Right. I am the support. You know, I try to support. I'm always listening to your podcast.
I appreciate it.
I navigate through our website just so I can gain all the information needed to do my job as best as I can, you know, to be there for our staff, our students, and our family.
Well, I appreciate you listening and actually coming out. I was coming out of a meeting yesterday here in the boardroom where we're recording, and your office is right outside. And I heard my voice, and I'm like, that sounds like me. And I'm like, oh, she's listening to the podcast. So
I love it. And it's a way just to get to know who you work with.
Right.
You know? So I encourage everybody listening, you should really check out those podcasts. This is really wonderful to know a lot of the background words some of our coworkers have come from.
Yeah, and one interesting thing that I shared with in that meeting yesterday is with our new international teachers, as I was giving them communications training, and I mentioned the podcast, and a lot of them, you know, they already knew the name. And so I was like, oh, how'd you know about that? And they said, well, we listen to that
because
it's how we learn about the district
that's
and learn
right.
about
absolutely.
Different people. So,
absolutely.
It's great to be able to share those stories. And so if people have only spoken to you on the phone and they may hear your voice on the automated system, but now they get more insight
that's right.
Into Sherita Sanders. So
that's right.
Awesome.
That's
so
right.
We appreciate you stepping out and joining. So what about outside of work and outside of the
outside
district?
Of work, I have three children.
Okay.
Two of them are adults, Anthony, Antonio, and Christian is my baby. He's 13.
Okay.
I also am the assistant pastor of Peace Tabernacle Church in South St. Louis City.
Okay.
So I do a lot of outside work with the church, with the community, in the city. You know, I'm looking to broaden that and to do some community work here in North County, but for now I do a lot of work in South St. Louis City.
Okay. And we have a lot of people in the ministry around Central Services.
It really is. That's becoming a big thing.
I see.
You know, but I wouldn't trade it, and I can really give credit to that part of my life, my commitment and my dedication and my sincerity to servanthood is because of the teachings that I've gotten over the years by being in the ministry. You know, I come to serve.
Right.
I'm here to just do what I can do to make the job easier of those who I support. You know, and I enjoy it. It's what I enjoy to do. So I ask a whole lot of questions only because I believe in self-education. The worst question to ask is the one that you keep in your head, you know, you don't ask it. So, like even with which principal came in yesterday, I want to say Jerita Williams came by yesterday and she walked in the door and we were talking. I was like, you're Miss Williams, right? And she was really surprised that I knew who she was. But like I said, I go through our website, I visit the school page, and there's a part that says Principal's Corner.
Right.
So I read up on the principals. I try to get acquainted with what they look like, because when they come in, I want them to feel, especially our new principals, I want them to feel like they are a part of our family. You know, so I do what I have to do to make them feel like they're a part of the team.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. And again, you're that first point of contact, and so it's helpful for a parent, or it's helpful for a community member when they come in to feel like the person they're dealing with is knowledgeable, even if you're not the person that's going to solve their problem or answer their question. But, you know, if you're looking at them like, I have no idea, then that gives them a certain perspective as the district as a whole. So how do you balance that, not expectation, but just the thought of whatever impression that you leave on somebody, you know, that's that first impression. And they
it's
say
true.
You don't get a second chance at a first
you do
impression.
Do not get a second chance. And it's something that I take very seriously. So I do what I can just at first I'm very patient, especially when it comes to the parents. These are parents. I'm a parent.
Right.
If something's going on with your baby, it automatically causes tension and frustration. Right. So I try to put myself in that person's position. And then in the past, I've taught classes on trauma-informed care. And we are dealing with a lot of families that have gone through trauma, that are going through trauma, and we can't take their frustration personal.
Right.
If they come through the door extremely upset or disappointed, it's not towards me. I mean, I'm just the first face that you see. So right. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to get all of that. But before I send them to the person that's going to assist them, I do what I can to de-escalate the situation, you know, to get them to calm down, to let them know, listen, we are here for you. What you feel is important to us. You know, so I try to leave that impression. I always joke with LaWanna Macklin and several others. I say, you all get the nice version of the parents once they get to your phone. I say, but they've been filtered through me, and I'm offering joy. I'm offering love. I'm offering everything that's positive just to get them in a place to realize and understand that we are here for you, you know.
And how do you do that? So, you know, let's say, let's look at worst case scenario, a parent or someone who's angry, you know, and, you know, I need to speak to the superintendent right now. And they, you know, they may say some unkind words or
yes.
Like, what are some strategies that you use to get control of that situation or at least?
I listen and I let them talk. And sometimes they just want to be heard. They want somebody to hear their story. They want somebody to know this is why I'm upset. You know, so I respond and words like, oh, I totally understand. I understand your frustration. I apologize on behalf of the district that this is going on, you know, but we are here to fix it. Most of the time, and you all know, Dr. JPA is extremely busy. So versus letting them leave her a voicemail, I always bug her administrative assistant, Ms. King, and she's like, ah! You know, so I'm like, however, our superintendent is not available, but her assistant is available. So I'll see if she has time to come and talk to you. And most of the time, she'll come out there, take the parents in the conference room, and give them that one-on-one attention that they're looking for. Same with LaWanna Macklin.
Okay, awesome. And what's it like being, you know, you're in the center, we're in the center of the district, mm-hmm. but you're in the center of central services. And so you sort of see the comings and goings of all the different personalities and departments. And, you know, what's it like just being right there and just seeing and hearing everything and the vibe that goes on here?
It is exciting. I work with some very, very good individuals who have so much personality and have so much love and so much care and admiration for what they do in our district. And we only talked about like the parent and family side of it, but I also stand in the gap for our employees. I work directly up under Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, Mr. Ford, and I get to experience a lot of what the HR department go through as far as us having to be advocates or having to be there to support our staff.
Right. That's wonderful. Now, do you participate? Because I know today, as we're recording, is mm-hmm. on a Friday.
Yes.
And I know that often on Friday mornings, I hear music. I hear people dancing and stepping. I've told Ms. Flowers, I only know 2 slides. I know the electric slide and the cha-cha slide. That's it. And once they started spinning and doing all that extra, I opted out. But do you participate
in the
central services?
I definitely do participate. I probably know maybe twice as many slides as you, so it only gives me 4, and they do slides that I've never done before, but I'm the type, I don't care if I look like an absolute fool. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to try to do it, just because I love that part. It just shows so much camaraderie. You could just feel the love and the compassion that we have for each other. That is something wonderful. That's one of the things that I love about working in this district, the family aspect of it all.
Yeah, and that's consistent. A lot of people say that, especially newer individuals. I know Antoine Blakemore, the recruiter, when he was on, he talked about that being a draw. Also, he talked about food, but he talked about
he always talks about food.
He talked about family environment, and that just seems to be a consistent thing that's talked about with staff and also with parents. We were at Highland Elementary at the food market yesterday, and one of the parents was just talking about the family feel of the district and the resources that the district provides. That
it's wonderful and it's needed. It's necessary, you know, especially with some of our children who don't feel that sense of family or that sense of support or love outside of the district. It's good to know that they can come to school for 8 hours and feel that. When I worked at Central, I had several students who would call me mama. You know, they come to school and be like, mama, mama. And I would be like, boy, I'm not your mama. You know, that's inappropriate. But if that's what they needed to do, if they felt like I was standing in the gap in that area, that was okay with me because I went in there with the attitude, I'm going to love on these kids, you know, because that's what's missing and that's what children need. They need to know that I love you. They need to know that I care about you. I'm not just here to collect a paycheck. I'm not just here because, oh, it's another job that I got hired for. No, I'm here because I have dedication in my heart towards the children, you know. So it's wonderful that they can come and feel that within our district. I love it.
And do you go back to Central Middle? Are you around there at all? Do kids, you know, do you see any of your former students?
I do see some of my former, well, I taught 8th grade.
Okay.
So whenever I'm at the high school,
gotcha.
I see my kids and they're like, oh, there's Miss Sanders, you know, and they're running, they're hugging. And my son, who was in Riverview last school year, he still connects with a lot of students from Central. Okay. And he's always telling me, mom, so-and-so said hi, this person said hi. I had a student who visited yesterday with her mom and they are in a homeless situation. And she kind of was intimidated or nervous, her head down, because, you know, I recognized her. Mm-hmm. And her mom kept giving information about what they were going through.
Right.
So I took them outside of our doors where the business cards and stuff was and gave them a couple cards. And I hugged my ex-student and I told her, you all are going to be okay. I gave them my personal card. I said, if there's anything that I can do, whether it's in here or outside of the building, right, call me, you know, because that's where my heart is, just to help, to give back, to reach out, and to make her feel you're in a situation that a lot of people sometimes happen to go through, you know. And the mom kept saying her main concern was, I have to get in school, I have to get in school, you know, I don't want my grades to drop, which is why I'm really glad that we take our student transition department so serious that when kids end up in situations like this, we still have a way for them to get transported back and forth to school, to get those resources that they need to be successful, the school supplies and uniforms. And once I told mom all of that, she was extremely happy. She was smiling. She said, I feel like a weight has been lifted, you know, off my shoulders. So I could have just given her the student transition cards. Well, you need to call these people to help you. But I saw the fear in her face of not knowing what she was going to do with her daughter, you know. So I walked her out and spent the extra 7 or 8 minutes to talk to her, letting her know it'll be okay. If you need anything else, call us. We are here, you know, for you and your time of need.
Well, we definitely appreciate you going above and beyond and sharing that information, because there are tons of resources in the district. Any parents who are listening, you know, whether it's food, if it's uniforms, like you mentioned, if it's transportation, if it's counseling services and beyond, you know, there's a great chance that the district can help in some way. And so you definitely want to contact, you know, your child's school's front office. If, you know, you're unable to get through there or don't get an answer, contact Ms. Sherita here at Central Services.
And if I don't answer, leave me a voicemail. Ms. Sherita checks her messages all day long, and I do return calls. So,
amazing. Leave me a message. So, is there anything else that I didn't ask that you wanted to talk about?
I think we covered everything. I thank you all for the opportunity to just share some of what I feel towards our district. I absolutely love being here. I'm so glad to be a part of the team. I plan on to retire from this district and do like I superintended. After I retire, I'm coming back. Yeah, so I'm just excited. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming onto the show. And, you know, you're one of the people that you listen to the show and you say, hey, I'd like to be on the show. And we welcome everybody. We welcome, you know, our staff members. Of course, we've done a lot of staff members. I want to bring some scholars on in the near future. So if you are a scholar listening or if you're a parent and you'd like to highlight your child, have them reach out. You can send an email to communications@rgsd.k12.mo.us, or you can just call the office, 314-869-2505, and just let us know you'd like to be on the podcast. Or if you have questions of things going on in the district, call that number, and Ms. Sherita will be the person most likely to answer. She'll be that lovely voice to welcome you and be able to get you to the solution that you need. So again, thank you, Ms. Sherita, for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to the listeners. And we'll be back next week with another special guest on the Ramley Matters podcast. And so we appreciate you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.